welcome to another broadcast of When Worlds Collide. I'm your host, an American Free Press writer for that National News Weekly in D.C. And we've been busy at the paper lately with all going on. It's amazing this election year, trying to always straighten out the media reports or just doesn't about the Ron Paul campaign. All the things about energy, truth about our energy situation, the we must open oil party line that we constantly nauseam day after day. And I've been doing a little traveling for AFP, most notably Al Nakba Palestinian American Conference this past week in Chicago, which was very interesting, where you might see the other side of the story about the Palestinians' plight and their deal with the State of Israel. And that was a very education for me, not really my specialty, you might say, as a reporter. There's lots to learn, a lot of speaker, and it's very enlightening. And in a few moments at break, I'll share some thoughts on that, among other issues. A little later today, we'll have a guest, Mickey Paletta of the Citizens Forum Center. He's a real fair for him in 2007, and he is on the Federal Reserve System, but also gets more into the splitting tails, you might say, about how banking works, how consumer citizens, say, can get debt, and ways to get that to show not all loans and not all banking processes are legal or moral. And he'll get into a lot of that, and as well as the background of money and banking in the Federal Reserve System. And it ties something American Freedoms recently did on the American Monetary Institute and what it says needs to be done our money system. And we'll, of course, shed a lot more light on that later on. Just stay tuned. The call-in number today, like every day, is 800-313-943, 800-313-9443. Best, McKenna will be on in a little less than a half hour, and we'll go until 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock Eastern with him. And turning to news, we've got a lot of things in American Free Press. It can be accessed online at AmericanFreePress.net. And these things cover a gamut of issues. Just sort of going to my files here, I reported in the May 26th issue that there's something called the Bakken Formation, B-A-K-E-N, and that's a large shale field, a large one, that covers northwestern North Dakota, northeastern tan parts of Manitoba and Saskatchewan. And that, just like the high-quality crude oil in the north slope of Alaska, north of Brooks Mountains in that huge area, those two together constitute very large supplies of domestic oil. The one in North Dakota, Montana, Saskatchewan, that area is shale, and the other is much more of a high-quality, sweet crude up there in the north slope of Alaska. And that's not even paying biodiesel and other alternatives. So lots of interesting news lately in American Free Press. We read at AmericanFreePress.net. We'll be after these issues with Worlds Collide here at the end of some more topics that I'll before we bring the guests on at the hour. Stay tuned.
This is Dave from Ready Reserve Food. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the big...
You've heard of Life Change and how successful this product works. Well, now, introducing Change Fat. Burn fat, clean your blood, and pick up energy. Use in conjunction with Life Change Tea, reduce inches of waste, and restore and you haven't had months. And it's all natural. Order yours today. GetTea.com. That's GetTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Operators are nearby. Why sit and wonder if product works? Join the thousands of testimonies and make a change in your life. Lose weight, get healthy. There's no product on the market like this. Today, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea. Changing a mouth, one bag at a time.
Do you ever get names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, am I here?
She often forgot and missed things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking like that. I just would assume that just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen, special genes in our brain responsible for cells alive that control learning memory depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, all natural Prevagen, P-R-E-V-A-G-E-N, com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I think that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-014.
And oh, I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a natural method to help prove your issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% in my artery. Don recommends I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. Blood sugar was really fluctuating from 8 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out deeply, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I know that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they get better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend it, buddy.
To learn more, call 877-928-882 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HARDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-822.
And now we return to One World's Collide here on the Republic Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press writer. Check that out at AmericanFreePress.net or 888-699-NEWS for more subscription and other information. The call number of RBN today is 800-313-943. That's 800-313-9443. I have some observations and news to share before the bottom of the hour when we bring in a guest about money banking. And one of those items, news items, is from the May 26th American Free Press, where it happened to be me reporting that legislators from Canada, the U.S., Mexico, at least some, have agreed that free trade, a diet to middle classes. This is interesting because you don't see this cooperation much between legislative lawmakers from the three neighboring countries. I think whenever they do that, the dominant corporate media probably suppress it or just doesn't think that it's newsworthy. But in the 26th American Free Press, we report that there is specific individuals that are getting together to talk legislatively from the three countries about what to do on the North American Union and the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And the U.S. representative, congressman that's involved, is Representative Marcy Kaptur, a Democrat from Ohio. And Peter Julian of Canada is the Canadian contact, and a member of the Mexican Senate and vice president for the Mexican Senate. His name is very something like Paul Polemski, and he runs part of Mexico in their legislature. And those three together are working hard to enlighten fellow legislators in the three respective countries about what's going on, Security Prosperity Partnership, and its plans for North American Union. And, of course, those tangible aspects of those plans include the proposed Trans-Texas Corridor, which is otherwise known as the NAFTA Superhighway, and other measures, other fiscal and policy-making playing in their plan. And now, Peter Julian, Canadian legislative member who's involved in this, he said, quote, "This is an important step forward for the middle class in North America. The New Democratic Party of Canada, with which he's involved, has been campaigning across Canada to oppose and to stop Security and Prosperity Partnership. We held over 20 forums, more than 20 cities, and a dozen meetings planned for the spring of 2008. Those no doubt have taken place. And what gave to this, what gave it more significance was the recent North American summit in New Orleans, where President Bush and the other fellow prominents, say, got together to talk about extending and praising and bolstering NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which was sort of put forward by George Bush the First and then passed Bill Clinton in the early 90s. And it's a very interesting thing to watch, and there's a possibility on this show one of the legislative members might very well soon have to explain the progress of this cooperation between Canadian, Mexican, and U.S. legislators, call more attention to the Security and Prosperity Partnership and the North American Union that, by all indications, would totally undermine U.S. sovereignty and put a whole new single political system, I'd say, in the North American portion of the Western Hemisphere. Other courses, we just had Memorial Day here in the United States, where we're treated to, you know, very significant but all like the same ceremony and nation every year about the sacrifices our troops undoubtedly made. But, of course, we live in a time where the troops are fighting for the government, not the country. Is that not the case? A lot of people, unfortunately, many, confuse the government with the country. They think that fighting for the government and fighting for your country is synonymous. when in fact it's very arguable that the two things are not involved, that the government is an agency of the nation, but is not the nation itself. The nation itself consists of our neighborhoods and families and communities, the territorial integrity culture of the United States. The government is none of those things. It, of course, has its tentacles attached here and there and everywhere. But we really have to ask in the wake of Memorial Day whether soldiers are for the government or for their nation, since the government and the nation are two different things. And certainly one of the issues that AFP has covered that relates to all this is depleted uranium. The process uranium used as a covering and sort of strapping or shell encasing on many of our munitions. And in the May 26th issue of American Press, we ran a pretty extensive article by my colleague Pat Hannon, who did a very good job on an article that kind of goes over the fine points, the use of depleted uranium. It's long been tied to birth defects from U.S. combat veterans who are exposed, and then the genetic damage that they have incurred is passed on to the next generation. Of course, birth defects, the civilian population that's being exposed to the residue and the aerosols that come from exploding the U.S. shell. And this thing very think about with regards to Memorial Day, because we're asking our soldiers to fight in situations and under policies and in environments that are arguably quite different or have changed significantly since the early 20th century. And the dangers and the long amounts of time spent in these environments takes a heavy toll, even on the youngest, healthy soldiers. We've had many soldiers, as Free Press has reported, coming home. Strange leukemias are usually fatal. These are sometimes kids in their early 20s. And we have to wonder about depleted uranium exposure as well as these of untested or unsafe vaccines, pesticides, and the residue from destroying collections of chemical and biological weapons that once belonged to the so-called enemy. What things are stored properly or destroy our true engineer. We have to wonder about all these exposures. And so I would really heartily recommend to listeners that we think very hard about why our soldiers are fighting. And if the war on terror isn't in fact a bold war, that will have much more damage on our civil liberties than it'll ever in actually crack down on giant terror. And so, you know, is this all worth it? All this exposure of our troops, keeping them in these battlefields and battlefields indefinitely without really any tangible in sight. Most generals and other military advisors can't really even define victory clearly, let alone tell us how to achieve it. They just say, stay the course, with John McCain, the so-called war hero, saying if staying just means being there another 100 years, I'd just be with that. Now, that's a pretty profound statement, and we have to really look at his candidacy, what he's really about, if he goes around saying things like that. And so, yeah, check out in Free Press edition to read about depleted uranium, and also in that same edition about the large oil fund that is now much more easy to extract due to technology, which I referred to earlier as the Bakken oil formation in North Dakota, parts of Montana, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, which mentioned is in addition to all the oil on U.S. soil in northern Alaska, north of the Brooks Mountains. And there's a lot that AFP has reported that you won't see another about all these issues that I'm discussing right now. And another thing I caught weekend as I was traveling for AFP was, to give credit where credit's due, Rolling Stone ran a pretty good article about the incredible repression going on in Red China. Yes, it is still Red China, despite what the Rockefellers and the free trade finance press in the United States say. China's really just still a communist with sort of a capitalist outer shell that helps it sustain itself and expand financially, and gives Americans, including many in the business community, the false impression that the is being democratized through trade, which is really quite laughable, ladies and gentlemen, especially when you read things that American Free Press has ran, but also the Rolling Stone that just came out, and it talks about how our cameras salute everywhere, and even though the nation consists of billions of people, over a billion, that nevertheless they still have the capability to keep a base on virtually everyone. I think that means for the United States, because this article says that much of this being kept in China and then will be retrofitted to the United States, where, of course, many cases have already gone up, surveillance of the average citizenry. And we have to really think about if around a billion people can easily, fairly easily be watched by cameras that resemble streets in China and things of that nature, then a nation of 350 million or 3 million, whatever ours has, could much more easily be surveillance. So we keep an eye on these issues, some very hard thoughts. And we're going to go into a break here. You're listening to Wes Clyde on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Call in, it's 800-139-443. I invite you to stay tuned, and we'll have a guest soon at the bottom of the Money in Banking. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Of the 3 million plus edible plants that grow on Earth, no other plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powders.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you. Symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, irregular heartbeat are just a few of these can allude that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Tract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is now how healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Body X to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventive to keep their cardiovascular system.
Order your tumor supply today by calling 866-295-305. That's 866-295-305. Or order online, hbx.com. Heart Body Extract, 866-295-5305. hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in the United States make money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never late fees, over the limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Fed Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt with 18 months with a lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have literally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or at FRS.org. Find how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you want to know now how you can drive around using water as fuel? Laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HO. HHO, also called Brown's Burns, beautifully provides tons of energy. End product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is a secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to freedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water in your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RB and receive $9 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-7008. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-708.
Okay, we're back, getting to the bottom of the hour here on Worlds Collide on RBN, based in Round Rock. We have several stations around Texas and the nation, as I understand it. And before the break, and getting on our way to have a stop, I was discussing the incredible exponential growth of the surveillance state in China and how Rolling Stone has reported, as has American Free Press, which I work from time to time, that China is really turning up the heat in terms of the surveillance of its citizens with just countless streetlights, what look like streetlights that are actually cameras, and the involvement of companies working with the U.S. government, also in the Chinese government, which is where the connection takes place. And all indications at this point are the surveillance taking root in China is being kind of tweaked and perfected there. And then it could be imported anywhere, including the U.S., which would be an easy fit. There's far fewer to track here than in China, and also a lot of American companies that are involved, the U.S., and of course, are also involved with the Chinese government, including L1 Identity Solutions. And it's noted here that in the most recent Rolling Stone, It says, quote, it isn't just that L1ID Solutions is potentially helping the Chinese police and radical dissidents. It's that U.S. taxpayers are partly or largely footing the bill. And isn't that it always is, ladies and gentlemen, in this turvy, kind of surreal world that we live in? Private companies always manage to get profits prized, but they always manage to socialize the costs. In other words, get the public to pay part or all of their debt, cover some of their insurance, and insure their loans. And so it's a virtually free profits for such companies like L1 Identity Solutions and others. A very disturbing trend that's really consolidating in recent years. It's much like the Rockefeller Syndicate, where David Rockefeller's Museum of Modern Art, MoMA, as he likes to call it, is rife, just top-heavy with taxpayer subsidies and the public covering the cost of his art museum. And it's much like Rockefeller also getting farm subsidies because he says he has farmland and poses as a farmer, and I seriously if he's ever his hands dirty in his entire life in terms of the oil. And yes, some very interesting developments. American Free Press, of course, will be keeping a very close eye on the surveillance state and all these related issues that Rolling Stone just touched on. And it, well, I actually did more than that. I did a very broad sign. It's the special report in the edition that has the band The Eagles on the front. So I would hardly recommend it. It's interesting that Rolling Stone can do so much of a better job than, say, New York Times or Chicago Tribune or virtually any other mainstream newspaper or magazine, for that matter. Now, coming up here after the hour's messages is going to be Mickey Paletta of the Citizen Reform Center. And this is his first time when we're live. And he's the first I've had since this show first went on March 11th of this year who's got really into the King issue. There will be other guests coming down the road of the show that look at it from their angles and completely different angles. But we're going to discuss a lot of the ins and outs of banking, some of the history without getting too much into it historically, but we're also going to talk about the details that some loans and what they're about and a lot of loans that you get really largely illegitimate, that when banks make loans, there's a very interesting mechanism that takes place where they take very, very risk, painfully little risk, while the loan receiver, the borrower, has to mortgage off his labor and his money for years and years and years with interest piling up and up and up. And Mickey Paletta of the Citizens Reform Center will get into that after the bottom of the hour in considerable depth, and we'll go to the end of the show, 1 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Eastern. The number today, I like to keep plugging that, is 800-313-9443. Once going with the guest, of course, I invite you to end with your comments, questions, 800-313-9443. A couple of news items before the next message is here. With the Free Press in the June 2nd issue, the issue that came out, we covered the fact that the New Hampshire Democratic Convention, that's convention, passed a petition commencement for impeachment. The exact is petition to commence impeachment procedure in the U.S. Congress. It was adopted at this State Democratic Convention, a prelude to what State Representative Betty Hall of the Live Free or Die State is working on, and that's Resolution 24, where if the State House passes it there, it'll pass on to the U.S. Congress through the Judiciary Committee led by John Conyers, the Democratic congressman out of Detroit. And the committee, as I understand it, would be among those, if not the sole body, that would proceed with looking into the impeachment of President Bush and Vice President, I'd say Co-President Cheney. And we'll see what happens there. But I appreciate you listening, and we'll be with plenty more with Mickey Paletta of the Citizens Reform Center here when we're live on RBN. And we'll see you after these messages. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. Stay tuned, and we'll be back.
You're listening to Public Broadcasting. You can handle the truth. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. Johnson, naturopathic doctor, and his views. I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because it's just so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotics that don't work. We can just put them on kite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeasting effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the heart. It also has metal chelating effect. Most of the other herbs in there are fine. It's in the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the heart. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-988-882. Cartivite is only $60.95 for a two supply of either capsules or tear. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all present accepted methods, you are not directly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to save the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning your entire system are totally unnecessary? Now it's cancer's turn to die with Lasix Incorporated's patented methodology. Without bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser Tech G at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call 50255-0528. 501-550-528. 50255-0528.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat to make one half of a loaf for an American. Visit us on at readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-43-2202. That's 1-800-43-2202. Act now.
Okay, we return to One World's Collide here at Republic Broadcast Network. Your host, Mark Anderson, on this live radio. Write for American Free Press, National Newsweek, among the leading independent newspaper based in Washington, D.C. We cover a whole gamut of issues, either unreported or underreported or misreported by the media. And it's not too easy to outdo them because a lot of them, unless they're latte grepid, are not too scared to get out of cubicles and go to the real world. And we try to do the exact opposite of AFP. Now, the real world also consists of what's really happening in the world of banking. Now, many of us know, and those of you who may not be real initiated in this topic ought to know, that banking is an issue that's purposely kept fuzzy. It's purposely kept ambiguous. You're not supposed to understand it too deeply. And that is much to our peril, as our next guest, Nikki Paletta, is going to explain from a historical perspective and in a more detailed kind of topical way. Nikki, here today?
Mark, yes, I am, Mark. Hi.
How's it going?
Oh, just great up here. It's really warm here, and now we have a little bit of rain. It's about 65 here in the mountains of Pennsylvania.
Great. Now, we got a minutes before the first break, but let's just sort of a little primer about what we're going to talk about today. I know, among other things, you have the booklets and statements and articles of the banking gurus themselves. You don't just make offhand sense out of where or theorize from an armchair. You cite the bankers and their academic colleagues in their own words. Is that not correct,
Mark,
describing what they do?
Mark, that's 100% true. Now, I have spent probably the last 15 years, and I have read and studied and just about the college-level books. Now, this is used by Yale, by Harvard, you name it, and I have them in my home here, and I have basically hundreds and hundreds of books. And, two, how I got involved in all, Mark, was this. I used to pay in the music, the business that we've had out of some records in 74, 5, and 6.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was on the road, I used to hear of this great big beast called the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve was this and that. So what I to did then, that I got involved, I was going to prove that those guys were wrong, because there was no way, no way in that I would think that our own government would. So I spent at least a year downstairs in my home, and I read anything I can get my hands on. And here I am now, 15, 18 years later, and all those books and references that I have read now has shown me beyond a reasonable doubt that the Reserve is exactly what these books have stated. It's Mark, it's an evil beast that has to eliminate it. And two, if the Federal Reserve is not, then this is going to go down the tubes the way it's going now.
Very interesting.
Our Mark cannot survive with the Federal Reserve. It was impossible.
Yeah, I too didn't used to believe, totally at least, that it was the slobbering Godzilla rampaging its way through our cities and communities, destroying all in its wake. And if that's a slight exaggeration, I offer no apology. And I too was a longtime musician who kind of woke up out of that lifestyle and went, oh, at least a generally similar direction toward enlightenment, ironic it is. But let's just by time before the next break, what are some of the sources you're going to cite when we get into the longer segment that show with their own words and related academics' own words what the banking establishment is really about? What are some of the books?
Mark, what I'm going to use here is to define that is going to be the book that's been used by Yale, that your major schools for at least 50, 60 years, and these books are in print now. I mean, what it definitely claimed there. Now, the one book that I'm going to get involved with now was written in 1953, and it's still in use now today, Mark. So how long is that?
60 some years? That's a long time.
That's right. But you know what the book says there? It says, most people suppose that when a bank makes a loan, that the bank lends its customers' deposits. Ever, no bank ever lends customers' money. So
now stop right there. That alone is the Everson profound statement.
Mark,
that little
exhibit. Mark, that is the facts there. Now, in our here in Youngstown, Ohio, at least 14 days ago, and I handed all my books like I normally do, right, and there was a guy in there that stood up and said this now, that he owns the Sheets, a gas station up here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's up and says, Mickey, that I own the Sheets, that I've been dealing with now for 50 years, and I know one thing, that when the bank makes a loan, they give me money. I have no idea where this book is from, but this is drastically wrong. It can operate that way because I know better. And Mark, what I deal with every day is that the people believe that when they go in, they get a bank loan. The bank is actually lending them money. Mark, that is the opposite. The banks never lend any money because banks have no money to lend. How bad's that?
Now, what is the main source that's this part here?
Well, the main source there is that I can prove now. It was written back in 1964 by the House of Representatives. Where it states in there is that when the bank makes a loan, that they create the deposits. And if you read on, that you say, what? Now, the banks create deposits based upon what? Then they come right back when they answer you, and they said is that when the banks create a loan, monetize the promissory note and deposit that into the bank's asset account, that is the only source of fund, Mark, is the person's original promissory
note. The promissory note is essentially just the physical agreement that they monetize and kind of look at as if it were money, when in fact there's no money there at all.
That's, Mark, that's 100%. Now, so what goes on now, that's the same effect as this, Mark. I give you 5 ones for A5. Call that a loan?
No, it's an exchange.
That is an even exchange. That's absolutely right. So now what occurs, that when you go in and you think that you're getting the bank loan, all the bank is doing now is exactly what you just said, is that the bank monetizes your note and deposits that in an asset account of the bank, thus creating the funds in order to allow you to think that the bank is giving you their money when the facts of the matter is it's your own money.
So take risk while the borrower is indentured years of labor paying money of exchange for this false or bogus money of account.
Mark, 100% right now. I'm working on another book now, and there's something in there that I wrote. Right, and what it says is this, that the bank never pounds a nail, the bank never moves, or a shovel full of don't risk a dime, but yet that he's up with 300 or 400% cent the whole cost of the up. And the banker never risk a dime.
Nor swings a hammer, nor with a shovel.
That's right. He
that's how.
Right. Doesn't do a thing, and he makes 300 or 400%.
Very interesting. Now,
and the strange part of all this is that your own government, notice that yours because it's mine, that they allow this to go on.
Certainly. The Federal Reserve, you might say, is the progenitor of this, sort of where all this comes from. Is that not right?
Well, Mark, that's right. You listen to Gordon. You listen to all these people like Clinton and McCain. These people want change, right?
Yeah.
But if the Federal Reserve is not changed, there is nothing that these guys can ever do because it's impossible. See, what did Lincoln say years ago that when Lincoln now was alive that Lincoln said that we're governed of by war, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mark, that has to be changed now. But what is this, that we have a government of the bankers, by the bankers, and for those bankers. That's what we have. We no longer have a lady here now that we're free. What we have to do is to wake up here one of these days, find that there are masters, that they really control us.
And as Emerson said, we may wake up one day and we're told by the banking fraternity, which he said is, quote, dangerous than standing armies, end quote.
Mark, exactly the way I see it. And I know one thing now, that from doing these shows and from people like you, and I have looked at your articles that you have written. I've studied the spot there for years, and I believe that people like you and me and all the guys that we know, that the media is definitely getting out.
Yes, and today is part of that. And it's interesting to note that the book you had me read, Money and Banking, is at your website, MickeyOnBanking.org. That's MickeyOnBanking.org. And the call number today, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. What that book, Banking, it really kind of gets to the basics of this, and it starts with a simple question. And you said plank number three is very important. It starts out by saying, what is a bank deposit? A simple question. Anyone can answer it. Unfortunately, most people will answer incorrectly or at best inexactly. If without reading whether you can accurately define bank deposits, you are the exception. It notes three things here. We got a couple minutes before the next. Deposits are most important money to the bank. Deposits of its customers are not money at all. That's number one. Number two, you take a handful of currency to the bank and deposit it. Under no circumstance whatever do the bank's deposits consist of currency. And then the third plank there, Mickey, if you have that handy?
Yes.
Go ahead and read three.
Well, fine. What it says there is people suppose that when the bank makes a loan, that the bank lends its customers deposits. Goes on to say now, is that the bank ever lends its customers deposits. So, Mark, if that's true, which it is true, then what act do the banks really lend? That is the question.
And that's the book, Money and Bank, 6th edition, by Dave Hammerson and Eugene S. Kleiss.
Kleiss.
Yeah, Eugene Kleiss, excuse me. And that book is a textbook, as I understand it, and has been in, has a copyright 1976, but I believe it's back farther than that. Is that not right?
Yes, Mark. That book there, but it's not the 6th edition, but now I believe it's to the 12th, 13th. And
meaning,
that book is still being used today, Mark. So if that book was incorrect, that by now, you believe that Kleiss would have amended the mistakes? But no, it's a matter of fact now, there's a page in that book, right, that list probably 50 PhDs that compose all this, and they have a statement of fact in there where they all agree the information supplied in this book is accurate and correct.
So that's where Oz is sitting at the machine, and that's where the curtain falls down right here now.
Right.
Looking at the common thief amongst the methods that deposits are made and loan out part of those deposits, and the deposits are tangible and the loans are tangible, and they loan you money, they back the money with interest, but the curtain falls down and we see that really deposits do not consist of it at all. They don't loan you money as we understand it. They monetize a loan agreement. And create a demand deposit account and kind of give the illusion of money being there in lent, but what they're actually doing is getting the, if people can grasp this, so-called borrower is really donating or loaning his time, money, over to the bank in exchange for really nothing tangible.
Right, you said that 100% right. Is the alleged one that is seeking loan, he is really the loan because he's the one that's actually giving the bank that his own money. So what people have to know now that is that many, many forms of money are the system now. There's cash, that is money, right? Coins is money. But what people understand is that when you sign a promise note,
they loan agreement
to the bank, Mark, that's the same thing as cash.
From the bank point of view.
Right, from the bank's point of view, they accept the promissory note as cash, and then what they do with that is they deposit that to a bank asset account. Now, here's the key. They credit a liability demand deposit account of the bank for the same amount in which the necessary was for. And two, what people don't know is that any time they use the word demand deposit account, that strictly means is that the bank owes the depositor for his deposit, whether it's cash, whether it's nickels and dimes and coins, or whether it is type a promissory note, a mortgage note, it's in the bank's hands, Mark, considered a currency in which the bank owes the depositor for his deposit, whether it's cash or the promissory note. There is no difference. So based upon fact alone, that it proves just by these banking books, and there's hundreds of them out, Mark, they all state the same thing.
Very interesting. You know, this, as I say, it really lets the curtain from Oz. And, yeah, Brickwood is something that is pretty active. We think we live in prosperity as we go down this road and find that prosperity is large illusion. And we have just a couple seconds here. We're going to have a break. We're talking with Mickey Pelosi, the Citizens Reform Center, analyzing banking from kind of macro and micro standpoint. We'll be back after these brief messages here on When Worlds Collide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning is to your. They both are signals that you have.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be detected by you, but the symptoms are low energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. Diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month buy today by calling 866-295-305. 866-295-505. Or order online hbextract.com and body extract 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look, the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twists, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening in this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the Northern Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need a www.newsviews.com, where truth is more than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, throw that away. We can use Birdcage.
Oh, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read about it. Newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. By age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right near your bladder, so this is the reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I eat. It's called Beta Prostate. It's a natural supplement that maintains prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 800-362-5858. That's 1-800-362-5858. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5858.
Now we return with One World's Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, American Free Press, Mark Anderson. We have a few minutes before the break at the top of the hour. We've been talking and we'll continue talking with Mickey Betta of Pennsylvania, of the Citizens Reform Center, who's given us sort of the take away the curtain in front of Oz here, talking about the inner workings, looking under the hood, that is, of banking. And it's not a pretty sight, although the truth can and will set us free. So, Mickey, I just got another one, books, at mickeybetta.org/books/. And I see that after in banking, we have the next one in line is The Primer on Money by the 88th Congress.
Yes, Mark, that book there is very, very important.
Study on Banking and Currency. It looks right. Very, and this, you know, the government knows it's working. You know, people have to understand the Congress looks into what the Fed and the Treasury are doing. They know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
This is theory. This is them revealing what's under the hood of the owner's manual, will. And I would note here that we all have to remember that, and let's make sure we get this right, you correct me if I'm wrong, the Federal Reserve prints money or has the Treasury Department print money for it, and the Treasury Department is paid by the Fed to print the money for the same amount per note, regardless of the denomination of the note, 5, 10, 20, 100, that piece of paper costs the same regardless of its face value. The government then turns that printed currency over to the Fed, and the Federal Reserve, in turn, loans it back to our government at interest after our government put that money at bargain basement prices. Isn't that correct?
Mark, that's 100% fact. Now, I'd be able to simplify it.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Is how that works is that people have to know that our government, that's the Mint, is that we print the Federal Reserve's wise tens the whole way up on the United government workers on our own ink. Then everything about that, Mark, is basically printed by us. They buy it at the cost, and then they back us now at full face plus the interest. So how would you like to go out, Mark, and buy truckload $100 bills for 3 cents? And then what you're going to do with those is say here, Uncle Sam, that we're going to lend you this truckload of $100 bills, and we're only going to charge you 6% interest of full face value.
Right,
Mark, that's a great deal for them.
And it's a great deal to have in what looks to be a permanent charter. The earlier attempts at a central bank in the U.S. at the very least had limited charters. There's never been any mention, at least not explicitly, of the Federal Reserve having any sort of sunset clause, at least not one that I'm vividly aware of, and you can always clarify that in this show. But, you know, that sets it clear, Mickey, is that you have this truckload of $100 bills. Let's say it belongs to you. You only paid 3 cents for each of those $100 notes, and yet you can loan it to the government. Face value with interest. Now, that's beyond a sweet deal. That's a steal. And we know who the victims of that theft are, and that's citizens via their government. We got just less than a minute here before the break, and we're going to expound on that after the top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen, with Mick Letta, the Citizens Reform Center. I'm your host, Anderson, here at RBN on When Worlds Collide. Stay tuned. We'll continue our talk. Mickey Pallotta, the rest of the show.
Thank you. Men, are you your...